It's time for the Chatham County Roundup. On this edition of the Roundup, we are joined by Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard. Karen, how's your Tuesday been so far?
It's been good. My days go along with the weather, and today's beautiful. So.
It is a very beautiful day. It's yesterday I was admittedly salty about it getting to 90 degrees yesterday, but today's been an absolute delight.
Well, I figure you can't complain in the winter and the summer, so I complain
it's true.
In the winter.
It's true. You kind of got to pick. You got to pick one battle there, I suppose.
Yeah.
So you had a very busy meeting of the Chatham County Commissioners last night, and there was a whole bunch of stuff on the agenda. So I thought I'd let you start. What jumped out to you as being the thing you were still thinking about today?
So a couple of things from the early session, then a couple of things from the later one. In the early session, we had presentation from both the sheriff the Chatham County School, which were increased demands from the heads up, the documents that we got in January at our budget retreat. And they were not a surprise. We know that both sheriff's departments across the state and school districts across the state are challenged with salaries and finding a good staff. And so we have been expecting that we would have a challenge as communities around us began increasing teacher supplements, finding good teachers, keeping good teachers. Part of the new heads up from Chatham County Schools was a significant ask around teacher supplements. So the commissioners have to, we have the difficult task of balancing this demand, which is valid. It's a very valid concern, both at the Sheriff's Department and at Chatham County Schools. Because I think everywhere you want really qualified staff, you want satisfied staff, you really want to be investing in the best in your field. But I think nowhere more than in our school districts and in our public safety do we see the ramifications of not being able to do that, of not having the right people in classrooms, not having the number of teachers, the number of math and science teachers you need in high schools, and competing with surrounding districts for the same pool of individuals. So we had significant increases in the requests from both of those in that early session. It's a good start for the commissioners to be thinking about, how we're going to balance our budget come the end of the fiscal year in June and plan for next year. So we also had an update from the team that's working on our unified development ordinance, looking at the timeline and expanding some of the expected expenses for getting this done. We are on track, if nothing goes awry, between now and November to have a final draft of the UDO in place for us to consider. Yesterday, the second phase of the UDO went live for the public to have an opportunity to have a look at, and I encourage people, particularly anyone that's a landowner in Chatham, to have a look at that is very meaty. It's perhaps the most meaty section of the UDO, and the UDO meaning Unified Development Ordinance, and it is the section on that includes all the design elements and the development options that will be available across the county. So it's a hefty section of the document. It will be available for consideration. It comes back to us in May. And we will have an opportunity to get an input from some of the boards and committees that touch the UDO process. And so I think those are the things from the early session that sort of jumped out at me. In the later session,
if I could jump in really quickly with a follow up, do you have any sense of what the commissioners are feeling like they might do on the need for the additional funds for the schools and the sheriff's office?
Yeah, that's always a little bit tricky. I think the appetite of the commissioners to increase taxes, while we know that it's not just schools and sheriff's departments that are feeling the pinch, is challenging. It's never the thing that you want to do. But I think we have a board that is committed to investing in the community, and part of that is potentially increasing property taxes. We're still a fairly reasonable tax rate in Chatham County in terms of property taxes. That is our most reliable source of income, our most consistent. So we have to decide if there is an appetite for the board to increase property taxes, exactly what is that, and how much of these increased demands can we meet? And while also remembering, you know, one of the things that we are doing well in Chatham is increasing that commercial and industrial tax base. So, you know, a dollar's worth of taxes today will actually be even more than that going forward as we see both Wolfspeed, VinFast, the FedEx facility, and some of this other sort of ancillary development coming into play. So there is an anticipation that whatever we increase the tax rate by, if we do that, we will have even more funds available when we have these other taxpayers contributing to that tax base. And we have to remember that even though they have gotten the benefit of incentive policies, some of these have, that doesn't kick in until they've met certain goals. So we have a couple of years where we will be getting the taxes, property taxes, from all of these new industries. So it's a fine balance, right? It's how much do you want to increase the burden that we know is already on the shoulders of current residents, and how important is it to you to invest in these things that don't come without a significant cost, right? So the funding of school, public education, the funding of public safety, and we, you know, we are going to continue to have increased demands in other spaces, increased demands for services across the board. So how do we balance that as we grow so that we are shifting the balance from being almost entirely reliant on property taxes from residential to more dependent and more funded by commercial and industrial enterprise?
It's the voice of Karen Howard as we get deeper into budget season here, and more budget conversation to come in the coming weeks for sure. There was also a later session that you were in with the commissioners yesterday. What stood out from that session?
Yeah, so I think the big things for me were, there were two. One, that the Moncure Fire Department did a presentation, and they're looking at creating a training facility down in Moncure, so that first responders, fire, sheriffs, all EMS can be ready for whatever catastrophes might befall any industry, any household, any part of our community, and make that resource available to surrounding areas too. So to other communities that have responders being able to come to Moncure, which is, you know, perfect proximity to VinFast and some of this new industry that's coming, and use that training facility for improved response times, for training for those sort of incidences that happen rarely, but when they do happen, you want to be prepared to address them quickly and efficiently and in as safe a manner as possible. So the commissioners did approve that unanimously, and the funds for that will come out of the Moncure funds that we acquired after the coal ash was deposited in Moncure. So it was part of the Duke settlement, which is, it feels really good. You know, our commitment was to reinvesting that money in Moncure, and this feels like it's very much in line with that commitment. And then the other thing, there were two presentations that sort of piggybacked on one another, and they both touched on agricultural preservation, the Triangle Land Conservancy, and then our ag advisory board and extension agent talked about and presented to us options for investing in and supporting some of the conservation efforts that are happening, particularly in the Silcope area. There are three projects that were presented for approval, and the Triangle Land Conservancy is working on conservation easements, and they were also supported by our Agriculture Advisory Committee for funding out of the Agricultural Preservation Fund that we created about 2 years ago now in Chatham, and are really seeing great rewards from. I was surprised to hear that 50% of Chatham land is actually in present use, protected land, agricultural land, which is, you know, that's a lot. It's more than I thought, and certainly more than some of the other commissioners thought we had. And how do we preserve that? How do we protect it so that farming and farming industry, small farms, future farmers can have access to that green space? And I heard a wonderful quote last night that concrete is your last agricultural product. And really was to say that once you start growing concrete, that's it. You'll never grow anything else there. And I think that's very important for us to remember. We don't undevelop.
The voice
to protect is now.
It's the voice of Karen Howard from the Chatham County Commissioners. And believe it or not, we're almost out of time already.
Yeah.
I did want to quickly mention we had Clyde Fest last weekend. Heard some good things about that. And then we've got the Sidewalk Chalk Art Festival coming up as well.
Yes. And as always, Chatham County makes me very proud in its support of an investment in the arts. Clyde Fest was a wonderful success. I was not there, but I have heard nothing but wonderful reports from board members, from community members. It was something that I took my kids to every year. And it is really, if you haven't had an opportunity to join us at Clyde Fest, it is absolutely worth a trip out to the Ag Center next time. And the Sidewalk Chalk Art event that Chatham County Parks and Rec puts on is, again, another opportunity for young and old, young and young at heart, to participate in the arts. It's a reminder that we're all actually artists, and we forget. We all start out as artists. We usually just forget along the way. People will come out and enjoy the warm weather and an opportunity to create art.
Karen, great stuff as always. I appreciate you taking the time, and we'll talk again in a couple of weeks.
It's always a pleasure.